And in case you missed it, the Libertarian Party held its national nominating convention in Las Vegas yesterday and chose a former Republican named Gary Johnson as its presidential nominee. Meanwhile, in Sparks, Nevada, supporters of Republican presidential contender Ron Paul dominated the state's GOP convention, with Paul himself addressing the gathering. NPR's David Wellna has more.
It came as no surprise that the Libertarian Party put Gary Johnson at the top of its ticket. He got 70% of the votes at the party's nominating convention after dropping out as a candidate in the Republican presidential race in January. The former two-term GOP governor of New Mexico wants to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan immediately. He wants same-sex marriage recognized nationally. And he wants marijuana legalized, much as alcohol was when Prohibition ended.
I don't smoke pot. I don't drink alcohol, but I have drank alcohol and I have smoked marijuana. And I will tell you that in no category is marijuana more dangerous than alcohol.
Johnson hopes to get the minimum 15% support in national polls that he'd need to be in next fall's presidential debates. For that, Johnson's counting on supporters of Ron Paul, who was the 1988 Libertarian presidential candidate, and who seems to have little chance of being the Republican nominee this year. But Paul is showing no signs of dropping out of the GOP presidential race. Yesterday, he brought hundreds of supporters to their feet at the GOP state convention here in Sparks.
I think it's very important that we restore confidence in the Republican Party, that we are the fiscal conservatives. We care about personal liberty, and we care about a foreign policy that provides for a strong national defense without going into war carelessly.
Paul's supporters packed the convention as they have in other states that held primary caucuses. They don't consider Mitt Romney, the inevitable Republican facing off with President Obama in November, even though Paul has not yet won a single primary. David Wallen, NPR News, Sparks, Nevada.
You're listening to NPR News.